My name's Ian Chambers. I love wrestling. And I love my girlfriend, but my girlfriend, she doesn't love wrestling. But this podcast, we're doing it. We're making major moves. We're changing that, aren't we, Bobs?
Not yet.
On the Secret Recordings Network, welcome to I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. Making her way to the microphone. She's 5'2". She's got a fridge that moves, and she never puts away her shoes.
That's true.
It's Slobby Bobby. Look, I love you.
Yeah.
You're great. You're good at loads of things, but one thing you aren't good at is cleaning and keeping things tidy.
Well, I think all creative people aren't that tidy. That's what I read anyway. The more creative you are, the messier you are.
I don't believe in that. I just think it's a lame excuse to leave your shoes in the kitchen. Right, I'm going to press...
I don't leave them in the kitchen.
I've pressed play on this. There are literally beads of sweat rubbing down my forehead right now because I'm sitting in a living room that feels like it's 26 degrees, despite it being like 16 degrees outside. Both the windows are open. Bobby is drying a load of thongs and underwear.
Oi, you don't have to specify what sort of pants they are.
On the radiator, and because she's a last-minute Jones... She's put the heat up to like 1,000 to dry her little tiny undies.
I'm going away and I need clean underwear. Sorry for needing clean underwear. It's not even that hot anyway.
Just had a delivery, haven't you? From Boohoo?
Yeah.
What did you say before that delivery came?
I don't know. What did I say?
You said, I've only spent a fiver.
Not true. You said to me last night, I said, I've got delivery coming. You said, what is it? I said, oh, there's a jumper. It only cost me £5. There's a really good sale on at the minute. It only cost me £5. That's not a lie. Well, I did get a jumper that was £5.
Along with a load of other things. Bear in mind, we're saving for a wedding. We've agreed that we're not going to spend that much money.
A £5 sale. I got five items for £25. And they're not, you like them anyway. What are you moaning for?
Remember, if you want flowers at this wedding, you need to chill out on the old Boohoo orders.
Remember... Mum and Dad are paying for the flowers, so quit your yapping.
All right, 2 weeks ago, I introduced you.
I'm really hot and sweaty.
Yeah, because you turned the heating on.
Yeah, well, if you spent more time cleaning my undies than that mysterious pair of pants we found the other day...
What are you on about?
Who's were they?
Oh, no, well, you found a pair of undies in your drawer.
I put a pair of pants on the other day and felt sick. They weren't mine.
Well, they're not mine.
Well, whose were they then?
I don't know, like my mum's or something.
Oh, that makes me feel weird.
No,
also.
I take my washing home to my mum and dad's when I go home sometimes on a weekend.
He's 31, just to put that out
So
there.
What's probably happened
you're
is...
You're moaning at me about not being able to keep tidying, you're still taking your washing home
what
to
I'm saying
dad.
Is when my dad's taken the undies out the dryer, one of my pairs of my mum's has slipped in there.
Well, there should never be a scenario where I'm getting dressed... In the dark, because you won't let me turn the lights on in the morning when you're still in bed, and I'm wearing your mum's pants.
You've got similar figures.
Your mum's got a cracking figure.
Yeah, she has, actually. Right, anyway, 2 weeks ago, I introduced you to the incredible world of scripted drama in wrestling. Linda McMahon waking from that coma, followed by last week when you saw Rey Mysterio climb a ladder to retain custody of his 8-year-old son, remember?
Yeah, I know this is on the screen now.
Well, this week, I'm introducing you, listen carefully, to real life wrestling drama.
Right.
Sometimes things happen in this business that aren't necessarily on the script.
Right.
Now, one of the things that makes wrestling so much fun to watch is the unexpected. Like, most of the time...
But now I'm expecting it.
Well, unlike Sex and the City, unlike Coronation Street, unlike Ninja Warrior, wrestling is live, baby.
So we're talking more Saturday Night Takeaway, British Got Talent.
No. Anything can happen in the squared circle. So I'm taking you back to November the 9th, 1997. It's Survivor Series. We're in Montreal, Canada, for one of the most controversial nights in the history of professional wrestling. It's two of the greatest of all time facing off for the coveted WWF World Heavyweight Championship. It's the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, versus the self-proclaimed best there is, best there was, and best there ever will be, Bret
Hitman Hart. Have we ever discussed the coffee cup on this podcast?
Yeah, we have. the Bret Hart coffee cup, which is on display over there in
the
corner.
We've got Bret Hart's DNA in our front room.
Yeah, that's quality.
And I really wish that we didn't.
So it's these two going head to head, and they genuinely detest each other, like in real life, hate each other.
You do know the Bret Hart coffee cup thing makes you sound like a complete stalker freak.
Are you listening to what I'm saying? This is really important info.
Sorry, I'm just fishing out.
Listen.
I just thought, again, how weird it is.
All right, these two genuinely hate each other. Look at Sean in the prime of his life. Yeah, right?
Why?
Once. Right, there's loads of reasons. They are like two men at the top of the game fighting for the top spot in WWF. But there was a point where Shawn Michaels on live TV called out Bret Hart for having an affair with a female wrestler backstage. That wrestler was called Sonny, and Shawn said, "Hey, Bret, I know you've been having some sunny days recently."
Oh, dear. Why was he married or something at the time?
Yeah.
Well, fair play. Call him out. He shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, no, Shawn's a bit of a...
Do not have affairs.
Yeah, don't do that. Now, Bret Hart is your champion, but a week before this show, after working for WWF since 1984, Bret signed a contract to join rival wrestling company WCW.
Right.
So this would be his last match for WWF before he came apart of Vince McMahon's fierce rival competition, WCW.
Okay, so this is like his last match for these people.
And he's the champion.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, just one last thing. Bret is Canadian. We're in Montreal.
Yeah.
So to have his last match with the WWF in his home country is pretty poetic, really, isn't
it? Okay. So they've, even though they hate each other, they have agreed to fight.
Yeah. Oh!
But then how do they, again, like with the choreographing thing, like they've obviously choreographed this, so that must have been awkward for them all.
Well, it's like, you know, sometimes you work with people you don't like, do you? But when it comes down to the crunch, you've got to be professional if you want that paycheck.
Shawn Michaels' ponytail / plait is really irritating. Have you had a look at it?
Right.
Have you had a look at it, though?
Yeah, and it looks phenomenal.
No, because it's only a plait for, like, two plaits, like, two crossovers, and then it's a pony. What's the point? Right. Either have a plait or a ponytail.
I don't want to jump in or anything, but Shawn Michaels in 1997, I'm going to have to put a beep in here, can do whatever the f*** he wants.
Why?
Because he's Shawn f***ing Michaels.
Hey!
He is the man. He's untouchable.
You always go on about how good looking he is, and he's really not. We said this last time on the other one, that I don't get it. He's got quite a good physique, but he's not like, why they called him the heartbreak kid?
Because he broke a load of hearts.
He's no Zac Efron.
Yes, he is. He's miles better looking than Zac Efron.
Are you joking?
Zac Efron?
Are you joking? Don't annoy me.
No, I've been deadly serious.
I can name loads of people that's better looking than him.
Go on then.
Zac Efron.
No.
Bradley Cooper.
No.
Channing Tatum. That Fury guy from Love Island.
No.
He is.
No. Shawn Michaels is one of the best looking men to ever exist at this time.
Ryan Gosling.
No, I look like Ryan Gosling there.
Well, you're also very attractive and better looking than the Heartbreak Kid.
I'm not better looking than Shawn Michaels. Do you think Bret Hart's better looking than Shawn Michaels?
No, but Bret Hart isn't the Heartbreak Kid.
You know, I met Shawn Michaels, you remember? I told you all about it, didn't I?
Yes, you did, many times.
A couple of months ago. And I said to Shawn, bear in mind, now Shawn's like 50.
He looks better now than he did then.
He looks great. And I said to Shawn, in 1997, when you were in your prime, like, I lived vicariously through you when I was at school and stuff.
I know, you've made me watch this interview loads of times.
And I was like, I used to walk into school, move like Shawn Michaels, walk like Shawn Michaels, talk like Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
And Shawn said, I bet you got beat up all the time.
Yeah.
Because he does, he's a very arrogant man at this point in his life.
He's strangling him, which I think probably shouldn't be allowed, because strangling does cause death.
Shut up.
It does.
This is a legit fight. Look at them. They hate each other.
What, are they really punching each other?
No, but, you know, like they'll probably be going a bit stiffer than your average fight.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Had they had a fight before this? Look at that old woman in the crowd. She does not look happy. Bless you.
Thank you.
What's Vince doing?
This is before Vince became the character Vince McMahon. He's just like the owner of the company.
Oh, okay. So he was just watching.
Yeah, he was like, nobody thought he was like a...
Why is he watching? Is he concerned?
He must be concerned.
It looks like quite a good fight, to be fair.
It's good, isn't it? You're enjoying it?
Because it's quite real. Do you know what I like about Bret?
What?
He hasn't shaved his chest. He's kept the hair. He's kept the chest hair.
That's Shawn who hasn't shaved his chest.
I like Shawn's chest hair.
Most wrestlers shave, like, literally everywhere.
Everything, yeah. Some people shave their legs now as well. That guy in Love Island shaving his legs. I don't agree with that at all.
You know, when I go to the gym, I see a lot of smooth legs on them.
Yeah, I don't know why people do it. I don't really get it.
Like, what's wrong with having hair on your legs?
Well, it's very normal. Well, I mean, you don't say that about my legs. You don't say that about my toes.
I definitely don't say it about your toes. Right, well, this is only going to get better. In fact, I really don't want you to take your eyes off this for one moment at all. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick right now. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Real Gimmick.
Real Gimmick or
Fake Gimmick.
Give it a go.
No.
Give it a go.
No, I'm not doing it.
Give it a go.
No, I'm not doing it.
Come on, do it. Go on, quick.
I can't.
Just try.
Will you do it with me then?
Real Gimmick or
I can't do it. I'm not doing it.
Fake Gimmick, for God's sake.
Dig it.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, this is Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. I'm going to give you the name of a wrestling character and you have to tell me whether or not you believe.
Can we not go through the rules again?
That character.
Hey, the rules.
There might be someone listening. It's not all about you. There might be someone listening to this for the very first time.
Basically, Ian says a gimmick and I have to tell him if it's real or fake. Done.
Yeah, but a gimmick. I need to define a gimmick.
We know what a gimmick is.
What is it?
I'm not doing it again.
Exactly, you forgot. Persona, character, behaviour, attire, and other distinguishing traits they may have. All right. Sergeant Pepper Arnie. I'm going to say it quickly. Sergeant Pepper Arnie, right? He made his debut in WWF back in 1996. A former military man, Arnie was a slim, tall, slender-looking bloke.
Ridiculous.
No, wait.
He's not a Pepper Arnie.
Wait, let me finish. Slim, tall, slender-looking fella. Many said his figure resembled a Pepper Arnie.
Now, what year was this?
1996, right? So Sergeant... let me finish. Sergeant Pepper Arnie... hailed from Austria, so it sounded similar to, who do you think? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Arnie. He wore a pair of camo trunks and his finishing moves were the Pepper Arnie slice, the fire stick flick, and the red hot drop. Sergeant Pepper Arnie.
Yeah, I don't even want you to finish.
Real gimmick or a fake gimmick? Sergeant Pepper Arnie. That's how he talks. So he'd come out to the ring.
No.
Say, get in this ring right now. Come out to this ring right now. I will beat your ass right in this ring.
He never existed. And do you know how I know this? For many reasons. One, I don't even know if they have Pepper Armies in America.
Well, we must do if this...
American listeners, let us know. Two, Sergeant Pepperoni, he looked like a Pepper Army.
No, he was just tall.
It's ridiculous. And two, I heard you laughing at yourself in the bath. And I knew it was because you were... I knew you were writing your fake gimmick.
You've got to stop listening out for me laughing.
You were laughing loudly in the bath, and I knew that it was going to be ridiculous. This is a fake gimmick.
Are you 100%? I want this to be your final answer. Let's go, who wants to be a millionaire? Wait a second. Think about this for a second. Really carefully think about this. Sergeant Pepper Arnie, do you think I have the brain capability to come up with a gimmick as good as that?
I mean, I think that completely explains your brain capabilities and what goes through your head. He is not a real gimmick.
Sergeant Pepper Arnie is a fake gimmick, you're right.
It makes me feel a bit hungry, though.
Ooh, yeah. Right, we've got the comedy gold out the way because, honestly, when I wrote that, I finished it and I was like, when I came up with that name...
I know, I heard you.
Because Sergeant Pepper's a thing as well.
I know that.
Anyway.
Right, what's going on? Vince is involved.
So Brett and Sean are really going hammer and tongs. Sean's got a great ass. Sean has got a great ass.
That made me feel quite uncomfortable.
No, but that was one of the things he was known for, is his tush, like.
Is it?
Because I hate the fact that I've got this little flat as a pancake, flat as a fat ass.
Aw, it's cute though.
No, but you'd rather have like a tush with a bit of mush.
What?
Literally, the bell has just rang for the match to start, by the way. Everything else that just happened was prior to the bell ringing because they hadn't been in the ring.
Oh, what? I hate that rule. Oh, he's killed him. He's dead.
He's not dead. Listen to this, by the way. Bobby actually watched wrestling. This is why I know I'm making moves here. Mm. Bobby actually watched wrestling while we weren't recording this podcast by our own accord.
Well, it wasn't quite by my own accord, was it?
We watched WWE Super Showdown at the weekend.
You had it on the big, lovely telly. And what did I have? I had to watch Love Island on the iPad.
Yeah, I set you up though, didn't I?
It happened to finish and I just carried on watching it.
Right. So the last match was Undertaker versus Goldberg. Two old men. Really controversial finish.
Yeah, that's why I liked it, because it went a bit... I like to see things go wrong.
Yeah, it didn't go right, put it that way. Don't need to go into all the messy details.
Oh, he's frothing at the mouth.
We don't need to go into all the messy...
Why is he frothing at the mouth?
Because he's selling. What just happened to him? We don't need to go into all the messy details, but Bobby, 2 hours later, was on Twitter searching for Goldberg.
Yeah, because I wanted to see what he said about the fact that it went wrong.
Following morning, she wakes up. She's reading about Goldberg. She's in.
No, I'm not in. I just quite like that man. Why are the crowd like genuinely getting involved? Like they're going to start fighting Shawn Michaels. Grow up.
Because Shawn thrived off getting in the fans' faces. Just a reminder, this is Bret Hart's last match in WWF because he's just signed a contract with WWF's rival company, WCW.
Yeah, well, they're obviously not going to want him to win then, are they? And did he leave WWF because of the affair?
No. He's leaving WWF for probably a few reasons. Maybe a bit of creative reasons, but also the fact that WCW were offering huge money contracts at this point.
Okay.
Major money.
It's not like Shawn Michaels' fault that he's leaving or anything like that.
No.
Oh, God. There's nothing I hate more than thinking it's about to end and then he does that stupid little leg kick thing.
No, the best kick outs are the ones at 2 3/4. They're the best ones.
Just go.
Look, I'm going to pin you now. Like, lay down.
No, don't. I'm a fake tandem.
Just wait. Lay down.
No.
All right, well, I'll do it here.
No.
Right, I want you to try and kick out at the very last second because it's a real skill. So remember, it's 1, 2, 3, and then it's over.
Yeah, easy.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'm pinning you now.
Yeah.
You didn't kick out in time.
Yeah, I did.
I won. You got to kick out with your shoulder. Do it again.
With my shoulder. Can I do it with my leg?
Kick out with your right shoulder.
Fine.
You ready? That was just after 2. 2 3/4 is what you're aiming for. That's the money. Last go.
Fine.
Ready?
I don't know what you mean. Give me an example.
2 3. So just before, the referee's hand comes down for the 3 count.
Fine.
Oh, you did it. That was good. Because you want to believe, you want the fans to think you're not kicking out.
Yeah. It wasn't too hard though, was it? So they never kick out on 1. That would be more like that's not what people expect.
Oh my God, Sean's putting him in Bret Hart's finishing move, the sharpshooter. This is Bret's finishing move. Remember, to lose, you got to tap out. Is Bret going to tap? Bret's not.
Are you kidding me?
What the hell? Bret didn't tap.
What?
L. Ebner just rang the bell.
What?
Even though Bret didn't tap out. Who's outside the ring? What's he been doing? Watch Bret. Watch Bret. Just spat in Vince's face, right in the eye.
Oh my God. Oh my God, was that genuine?
Do you want to know what's happened? Let me just fill you in.
What the hell just happened?
Vince wanted Bret to lose. Bret didn't want to lose.
Yeah.
So they orchestrated the loss of the match without Bret knowing and just pretended that Bret just tapped out.
Is he really that angry?
Bret is furious.
Shawn Michaels, is he angry?
But no, Shawn knew about it from the start. He knew this was going to happen at the end.
So they rang the bell even though he didn't tap?
Yeah. And took the belt off him because he's going to WCW.
What's going to happen now?
So that's just finished.
What?
Yeah, that's the end.
What?
Yeah.
Why have you made me watch all of the stuff before and not what happens? I don't care about all of the fighting. I want to know what happens now.
Do you want to know what happened now? Bret went backstage, punched Vince McMahon in the face.
Well, obviously that's the bit that I want to see.
You can't see that. The ending was incredible.
I didn't even know what happened. You had to explain it to me.
Bret didn't tap out.
I know now, but that's what I wanted to see.
So Vince screwed Bret.
Yeah, I get
real
that,
life.
But why did you make me watch that whole fight?
To build to it, the moment.
Yeah, but...
Do you not think that's shocking that Vince screwed Bret?
Yeah, but obviously the bit that I want to see is what happened next.
Well, no, you're just meant to go away for it. It's like when a film ends and the credits roll, you're like, oh my God, just happened.
Just feel like you showed me the wrong bit.
They want a bit. I don't have access to backstage cameras.
Well,
the Montreal Screwjob, it's famous, it's infamous.
So what happened after then? He punched him in the face and then what?
Left, they went to a different company, but it was a real insult, a slap in the face.
And he never came back?
He came back years and years and years and years later after moaning about Vince for years.
So that's why Vince was there the whole time?
Yeah, and that's why Bret spat right in Vince's eye.
He got it right in the eye as well,
right in the eye, that must feel horrible, can you imagine?
Fair play, Bret, because I hate Vince as well. I've always hated him, and I still hate him now.
Wow, one of the most controversial moments in wrestling history. What an anti-climax.
That, what do you mean?
From you.
Yeah, because obviously the only exciting bit lasted 2 seconds.
Anyway, are you still giving these stickers away, by the way?
Okay, I've still got some stickers left. We've sent quite a few out
Your
already.
Your I Hate Wrestling stickers.
My I Hate Wrestling stickers, yeah. So if anybody else wants one, then just drop us a message on social media. So Instagram, Facebook or Twitter at MadeMyGF and I will post them up to you.
Yeah, nobody wants them. But
they do, because a lot of people already have them. So when you do get them as well, send us a picture of you and just like where you've put it, maybe on your fridge, or I have mine on my phone. In fact, I've got mine pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, give us a follow anyway, at MadeMadGF. Now, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could rate and review us. Just click the old 5 stars button, then click write your review. When you leave that review, tell us your first name and your profession, and we'll give you your very own wrestling name. Now, I just want to give a quick shout out to a lovely chap who got in touch on Instagram. He's already got a wrestling name. He's called Darth Raider, which I think is a good name.
Darth Raider. Why? What's he raiding?
Don't know. He says, my girlfriend has gotten into wrestling. Get ready for this. Mm-hmm. This really touched my heart and my soul. Yeah. My girlfriend has gotten into wrestling solely by listening to your podcast with me. No, she wanted to see firsthand.
That wasn't the aim of this podcast.
Yeah, I made your girlfriend love wrestling.
No.
She wanted to see firsthand what you were describing during the matches, and now she watches with me every single week.
What?
Yes, Darth Raider.
What?
That's what it's all about.
We should change the name of the podcast suit. I made your girlfriend like wrestling, because this one...
You are starting to like it.
I'm not.
All right, fine. Well, Bobby still doesn't love wrestling, and that is why we will be back next week with another episode of I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. Thanks for listening.
Bye.